USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number keeps rising. At least 78 people were killed after last weekend's tornado outbreak in Kentucky. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear confirming the number on Saturday while noting there's hope the number won't climb any further.
Right now, missing persons based on this tornado event are at zero. Again, those are we calculate those based on people who are reported as missing. But right now, it is down to zero.
Overall, across several states in the southeast and central United States, at least 92 people have died. President Biden is set to deliver a speech on Tuesday regarding his administration's response to the Omicron variant. The World Health Organization saying on Saturday the variant has already turned up in nearly 90 countries. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott officially announces construction of his state's own border wall. The governor saying the wall is necessary for national security reasons.
They're not just coming from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico from more than 150 countries across the entire globe, including people coming from countries who are hostile to the United States of America. Countries like China, Iran, Syria, Russia.
The governor blaming the Biden administration for not doing enough to curb illegal immigration. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is back in place for large companies. The United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati reinstating the mandate on Friday. Politico saying a coalition of 27 business groups quickly appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Joe Cawley, pastor at Relevant Church in Kentucky, is providing help to victims in need after severe tornadoes tore through the state. He joins Fox News to discuss his message to victims asking tough questions about their faith in the aftermath of the tragedy.
God is not intimidated by those questions. You know, why did this horrific storm happen to so many good people? Why did churches get destroyed? And my number one thing is that God will sometimes use things to bring us together, to unify the body of Christ, to unify the community.
A congresswoman is speaking out after the governor in her state is closing prisons.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik led a rally to save the North Country's prisons following Governor Kathy Hochul's announcement of the closure of six New York prisons, including Ogdensburg Correctional Facility and Moriah Schock Incarceration Correctional Facility.
This is unacceptable. This is part of the governor's mansion's attack on the North Country. It's not just Ogdensburg in my district. It's Moriah Schock. Earlier this year, I had an event with some of our corrections officers, union officials, at Clinton Correction Annex, people that lost their jobs there.
This will displace 300 North Country correctional officers and their families. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.